You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Almost forgot what day it was. I hope everyone's doing great. And I'm Robin, and I am here if anyone would like a reading. You're a medium, you're a psychic, you're a mentor, you're an animal communicator, and I am here to help in any way that I can. So if you'd like a reading, please come on. Today is 10 days since my granddaughter was born, so I'm still celebrating. And while I'm waiting for someone to come on, enough about my granddaughter, because that's not what the show's about, but I just wanted to let you all know. But I do want to say it's Scorpio season. We are officially in Scorpio season. What does that mean? It means it's time for transformation. It's time for you to be who you really, really want to be. It's time for possibly hidden truths to come out, and it's time for deep emotional exploration. What does that mean? It means it's time for you to explore your dreams. It's time for you to explore who you are, what you want, and where you want to go with your life. What do you want 2026 to bring to you? So, look beneath the surface. Confront your fears and release what no longer serves you. And that's what the season's all about. It's all about transformation. So with that, I'm going to say hello to Megan in Indiana. Hi, Megan. How are you today?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. How is Indiana doing?
It's getting chilly and I'm loving it.
Okay. It's getting chilly here too in Asheville and I'm not loving it. Anyway, what can I do for you today? How can I help?
I'm just looking for any kind of life messages. If anybody has a message for me on the other side, any guidance from anything, pretty much open to anything at this point.
Okay, let's see what comes up. And stop me if you have any questions.
Okay.
So I'm going to tune in to you psychically. And if anyone of your departed loved ones walk in, I will let you know. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just think about you. Think about what you want. And give me a moment to tune in. Okay. So, I feel like you're spending some time letting go of things that no longer serve you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel like you're doing a really good job of that. I feel like you're building your boundaries in ways that you haven't in a long time. So I feel a lot of growth around you. I feel like finances are getting better. Does that make sense?
A little.
Okay. If you're not feeling them getting better yet, I do feel like you're going to. I feel like the fall into winter, I just feel like it's going to start getting stronger financially for you and feeling more balanced. I feel like family has been a priority for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I don't know why, but I am feeling a gentleman stepping in.
Okay.
Celebrating you. I'm not sure who he is yet, so give me a moment to...
Okay.
Because I feel like he's stepping in to let you know that you're doing a great job. I feel like he is... Hooray, Megan, if that makes sense. So I do feel like this gentleman always celebrated you when he was on the earth plane. Now, I don't feel like this is a father, but I am getting a grandfather. Does that make any sense to you on dad's side? You could say no. I'm just getting a grandfather type.
Yes, grandfather, yes.
Okay, on dad's side, would it make sense that he...
No, it wouldn't be dad's side.
It'd be mom's side?
Okay. Yes.
I'm getting that he was always pro Megan. Does that make sense? Just that he treated you like you were his daughter sometimes, but he just...
Yes, I was his child, pretty much.
Okay, because he's talking about how he... It's funny, he's talking about you as if you were his pride and joy, his miracle. He fought to live, I want to say. He didn't want to leave your side. And I don't feel like he believed that there was something on the other side. So for him to be here with you now, for him, is a miracle. And I just feel like he always told you to keep going. He always told you to keep reaching for what you want, for what you deserve. Yes. Okay. So I feel like right now he's telling you, he's saying, keep going, keep climbing the mountain, keep reaching for it. Don't stop. And I feel like he really wants you to know that as you're building, all of your dreams are going to come true by 2026. And when I say by 2026, I just mean it's not going to take that long, okay? Just keep having faith in yourself. And would you understand that you're trying to build something right now, a business, so that you can stay home more with family?
Yeah, very close. I would agree with that. Yes.
Okay. And I feel like he's telling you to keep going. Okay. Don't give up on this dream. Keep building the business. Would you understand? I just keep getting that you're a healer of some sort. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you ready to get... Okay. I don't like saying this, but I keep getting from him that you're ready to throw in the towel. And he keeps saying, don't do that. Does that make sense?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm ready to give up at this point. Yes.
Okay. Don't give up. He doesn't want you to. You shouldn't give up. There's something or somebody out there that sees you and is going to assist you. Does that make any sense to you? I feel like there's one.
Okay.
I feel like she's a woman. I'm getting from him that all you have to do is ask and she will help. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm not sure if she's your mentor. I feel like she is a mentor. And if she's not your mentor yet, all you have to do is ask her and she will be. I do feel like she's ready to take you under her wing, and that if you stick close to her, you will strengthen and build. And by 2026, and like I said, I'm not talking, it may not just happen in January, but I do feel like 2026 is going to be your year to shine. And your grandfather says, trust yourself and just trust that you can do this. I feel like, again, there's a partnership coming. There's someone who's ready to hand you her cup and say, hey, this is, we could do this together.
Okay.
I do see the end coming of any unconfidence. I know that's not the right word. I apologize. But any lack of confidence you have. I feel like be confident in yourself and stand tall. Don't worry about what anybody says. You could do this. You are this. Now, I'm not sure what type of modalities or what type of healer you are, but I also feel like you can give readings. You can give tarot readings. You can help people. And you are, because of the way you want to help people, because it's not, I know it's about the money, but it's not about the money for you. You know, you need to make the money, but it's not about making the money. If you didn't have to make money to live, you wouldn't care. You just want to help people. And you do have the right words. You do have that big heart. I know I can't see you, but I feel a lot of green around you, which to me is a healer. And the green is bright. Okay. So just keep, I wish I could see your aura, because it just feels so alive and so bright. So believe in yourself because you can do this. You have this, you have it.
Yes.
Do you have any questions or do you want me to keep going?
You're doing great. I don't have any. Sorry? I don't have any questions, honey.
Okay, so we have about 2 minutes. So if you do have one, please ask.
Okay.
But what I'm getting from your grandfather, he is, you're going to laugh. He is talking about a race car, and I know you don't race your car, but he's talking about
it. Yeah.
And he's talking about revving it up. And he says, you are revving it up, not the car. You are revving yourself up to go, and you're going to go from 0 to 100 in seconds. Just give yourself some time. Think about how you want to build your business and do it. That's all you have to do. Manifest it.
Okay.
November is the time. It's the perfect time for you to build yourself. It's all about endings and new beginnings. So keep going. And with that,
haven't stopped yet. I'm going.
No, and you're going to keep going, and you're going to see, you're going to see the growth. I promise you. Just don't give up on yourself, and know that your grandfather is your biggest supporter. He always was, and he always
was.
Yep, and he always will be. And I'm going to leave.
Honey, thank you so much.
With love, and I'm going to send you energy and strength to keep doing this.
Thank you so much, honey.
Of course. And thank you all for joining me today. I hope you have a great afternoon and evening.